Welcome back to Community Connections, and as we do every hour, we change the theme as we go along. And today we're going to talk, and I know people groan when they hear me talk about car shows because they know I love car shows. But the reason we spoke to Mr. Excited last week is that their next car show is their fundraising fund for MND for Mr. Bumblebee, and he raises money for MND, a terrific organisation. However, the group we're going to talk about today, they do an equally terrific job, and they raise money to the Royal Children's Hospital. And over the period of time, they've raised a lot of money. We're going to talk about that a bit. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Jeanette and Brian, and they're from the Wandon Rotary Club. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Now, first of all, Jeanette, I've got to ask you, because we like the listeners to know a little bit about the people that they're hearing. You're obviously a member of the Wandon Rotary Club.
That's right.
And how long have you been a member of the Rotary Club?
It's been a year and a half.
And you're a newbie.
Absolutely love it. I have so much fun. Such a great group.
So what made you decide you wanted to join Rotary?
Well, it's local, so you're meeting locals. It's at the local football hall, and just to get involved in the things they do, like the car show and the Anzac Day and a few other things, Australia Day, get
so
involved.
So you wanted to give back, did you?
Oh, definitely, and I'm very creative, so I've got lots of ideas to create more stuff.
You might frighten the Rotary Club. So, Brian, I've got to ask you, how long have you been in Rotary?
About 35 years.
Yeah, you've been there a long while. And what made you originally decide to join Rotary?
I started a business in Wandon, the Glenbrae Equestrian Centre.
Yep.
I knew very few people in the community.
Yep.
I had some spare time because I was partially retired.
Yep.
So I thought Rotary was the ideal vehicle to do two things, meet new people and make friends,
yep,
and give some service.
And you've never regretted it, I'll bet.
From time to time, but on the whole, no. Mainly good, very little bad.
That's terrific. Jeanette, have you always lived in the area?
Yeah, well, last past 20 years before that, I lived at Bondi Beach.
Oh, what a
so
great
big
spot.
Big shift, yeah. Met a farmer.
That happens. So, again, you wouldn't have known a lot of people in the area either, would you, when you came down?
Not really, but I know a lot more now, and because they're involved with the CFA and all sorts of other people, so that's what's really good about it. And it is about that, isn't it, building relationships and connecting and having fun and working on projects.
Yeah, and projects. And the good thing is, with Rotary, and I've got to mention Lions because we're on Lions land here, it's not only that you can work locally, you can work internationally as well with either of those groups.
That's right.
Yep, my word.
And you know that when you're raising money for a project, it goes where it's going to go, not necessarily goes into a big pot belonging to an organisation with paid employees and all that.
Definitely.
And it can wind up in any sort of area. We used to do fundraising through a Rotary Club that I'm involved with a hospital, and then found out that the money wasn't going into our hospital, it was going off into another suburb altogether, and that's not quite what it does. But you know, with Rotary, if you're going to raise money for something, you know it's where it's going to go.
That's one of the reasons why we contribute through a local auxiliary. We used to contribute on the Easter fundraiser.
Yep.
But there were problems then, not knowing whether our money was going to the cause that we were working towards. Well, now we're more sure of that. This last show, we contributed money, well, last year rather, we contributed $20,000 to the Royal Children's Hospital Auxiliary, and that made it possible for the auxiliary to achieve their goal of $100,000, which made it possible for the hospital to gain $4.1 million.
That's terrific. Why did, and if you've been, how long's the Wandon Car Show been going?
15 years.
All right, so you were there when it happened, Brian. What made the Wandon Rotary Club think, let's give a car show a shot?
The show started in the back streets of Wandon in a very small car park.
Right.
I'd imagine there might have been maybe 50 cars
behind
there.
Behind the shops there?
Behind the shops, yeah.
Yep.
After a few years, they moved to Wandon East Reserve, where it was managed privately by a person. She got to the point where it probably became too big for her to manage it by herself, and that's when the Rotary Club took it over. And their objective was to raise money for the Royal Children's Hospital.
Always, always for that project.
Well, principally that. If we happen to get lucky and make more than our target, that goes to other community projects.
Yep. Again, what made Rotary decide that the car show was the way to go?
You're always looking for ways in which you can effectively give service.
Yep.
And this show already existed. There was a need for broader management that we could provide. So we could provide the project management skills and take over something that was already there, obviously needed by the community, and has grown since then.
Yep.
And we had the capacity to sustain it and make it even more worthwhile.
Because when I was down there, I think it was last year, because I haven't been so far this year, I had to miss it. One night I was a bit late getting there, and you had the main oval completely full of cars and the bottom over three quarters full.
Yep.
So on a night like that, how many cars do you get?
On a night like that, we would have had 700 cars. I think the capacity has dropped off a bit. Typically, I mean, last week we had 450 show cars.
Right.
And about over 1,000 spectators.
Yep.
So it's quite a big show.
Yep.
And that seems to be about the size that we're attracting now.
Is it? Is there a reason why you don't get the big numbers? Is it the guys just don't bring the cars out or what, right?
That's a really good question. If I had an answer to that, that would be very, very helpful.
Yep.
I think I don't think the nature of the show has changed all that much.
Right.
I think there's possibly a factor where maybe we need to make it more exciting to bring those cars back.
Yep.
And we certainly got a regular cohort of people who don't want to let us down.
Yep. Sounds good. I've got to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more.
Making a change, the feeling is strange. It's coming right back in my room.
I'm talking to Brian and Jeanette, and they're with the Wandon Rotary Club, but we're mainly talking about the Wandon Car Show. And the reason why we want to really promote this is that every dollar that Rotary earn on this event goes into the Royal Children's Hospital, and, you know, you couldn't do a more worthy project. The other thing is, too, that we were just talking off air, and I've been to this a number of times, and I always buy a hamburger or something like that. So there's not only just the organisation that the Royal Children's Hospital, but you're also pouring money into places like the CFA, aren't you?
In two ways. There's a group of people from Seville CFA who handle all the parking. So five of them work there from 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock, making sure the cars are all securely parked, and they get a share of the proceeds for doing that.
Yep.
Upper Yarra Rotary Club help man the exit gate.
Yep.
We've got...
Hello, Jan, if you're listening.
Wandon CFA have the hamburger stall.
Yep.
We don't charge them a fee to have the stall.
Yep.
And that's their principal fundraiser for the year. And it's enormously successful for them.
It's terrific. So, yeah, there's always a queue at the CFA barbecue, I can tell you.
One of our, you know, principal help, I guess, comes from the Templestowe and Yarra Valley Auxiliary of the Royal Children's Hospital. Yep. They provide us with half a dozen volunteers for each show, and they're involved at the gate collecting the $10 show car fees as it goes in. And for that, at the end of the show, we donate $20,000. So that's a major fundraising event for them as well.
That's a great idea. Brian, I've got to ask you, do you have an old car yourself?
Not old enough, no. I can't qualify for this because it's got to be 1990 or earlier.
I thought it was 84. They brought it up a bit.
Yeah, well, we did that partly because we noticed that the number of cars available was getting smaller and smaller.
Right.
So we had to increase the size of the pool. We do the best we can to be vigilant about the age of the cars, and we occasionally get criticised by people for the younger cars that sneak in.
Yep.
But in the main, it's 1990 registration or older.
Yep. What about you, Jeanette? Have you got an old car at all?
It's 2013.
Oh, no,
not old enough.
That doesn't get in there at all.
No.
Brian, I've got to ask you, because you've been obviously right from the conception of this, and this is going to be a hard question. What's the best car you've ever seen there?
That really is a very hard question.
Yeah. So I can't
mention the sponsors by name, so I can't praise the car that they had there last week.
Oh, you could. But
next week we're going to have a replica of the Shell Racing Team's car there.
Oh, yeah.
As one of our display vehicles.
Yep.
And in March we've got 6 super-powered speedboats featured in the show. So every show we try and feature something special.
Oh, do you? I just thought whoever turned up. So you actually look.
With regret, I know Alan Moffat has passed away recently.
Yep.
Alan was one of our guests 2 shows ago. His visit was arranged. It wasn't advertised.
Yep.
And he had a great time with his team, just walking around and being available to people. My favourite car, my little MG that I just bought, the electric. That's a beauty.
An electric car?
Yeah, it's only 12 months old, but that's my favourite at the moment.
I can't imagine an MG as an electric car.
No, it's a beautiful little car. Can't do better. It's very zippy. I drive it home, do a U-turn in the driveway, plug it into the solar panels, and it costs me nothing.
Brian, if I said to you, money is no object, and it can come from anywhere in the world, what would be your... And I'm not, but I'm talking about an old car now, and I'm not talking about anything electrical. I'm going way back. What would be your preference? What sort of car would you look for?
Look, you're asking the wrong person. I've always been very economical with the cars. I don't have, strangely enough, despite the fact that I have a key position in running this show, I have no specific knowledge at all about anything automotive.
Oh, don't you?
No, I guess I enjoy seeing the range of cars that are brought in.
Yep.
But look, there's nothing that I could think of that I'd identify as being something I'd prefer. How about you, Jeanette?
Yeah.
I'd probably go for a really old Rolls, but I'd want the driver to drive me around.
Yeah.
You know? That'd be nice. A bit fancy.
And there are a few old Rolls around.
Yeah.
I've seen a few. They're worth a lot of money too.
Yep.
I was actually down in, this is many years, or not many years, but quite a few years ago, pardon me for work, I was down at Colac and I pulled in for fuel and they had some run with old cars along the Great Ocean Road for something, and there was an old Rolls turned up there, and gee, I reckon it was worth a lot of money. But they were having a lot of fun too, guys, in that car.
You know the old joke about the Rolls Canardly, don't you?
Yeah, Rolls down one of Canardly, get up the other. I'm just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
I'm having a party. Want to come?
Nah, I don't think so, baby.
Come on. It's going to be lots of fun.
I can come.
This ain't just any kind of party.
No, I think I'll stay at home.
Oh no, it's gonna be really, really hot.
Starting to sound good.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Maybe, maybe I should.
It, there'll be lots of one-on-one.
Yes, it could be.
Now, Jeanette, we've been talking a lot about the car show. We know we missed one, unfortunately, but unfortunately you couldn't be here. But we've still got about another three coming up. Can you tell us when they're coming up, please, so people can put them in the diary?
Yeah, that's right. They're the third Wednesday of the month, and this is for December 17th, February the 18th, and March the 18th. And it's basically from 5 o'clock onwards to 9 o'clock, and this is daylight savings, so often it's just a beautiful afternoon.
It's very often we still get to go home in reasonable daylight. Brian, you're a member of Rotary, so we'll just talk a little bit about Rotary. It is Foundation Month in Rotary.
Yeah.
And the members, the listeners know that I am a Rotarian, but not of your club. Tell us a little bit about what Foundation does, please.
Oh, gosh, well, as far as Rotary is concerned, Foundation does pretty much the bulk of everything. Every club has their own projects, and every club makes a financial contribution to the International Foundation.
Yep.
And this, as I said, this month is very special. If I can just give you a couple of indications of how that works, we have a main project that's been going worldwide for many years, and that's Polio Plus, eradicating polio. Yep. And we got down to a situation where there are single-digit numbers of cases of polio now existing.
Yep.
What our club does is we give $1,000 US a year to our district organisation. They match it with $1,000 US.
Yep.
And then Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation doubles that.
Yep.
So our $1,000 that we've raised through our Rotary events translates to $6,000 at the coalface. And this is largely due to the fact that the foundation exists. The other episode, if I can just mention that, one of the things I really appreciated most was the opportunity to lead a surgery team to the Philippines.
Oh, did you?
That was done through a group called Interplast.
Interplast, yep.
I can't recall the exact figures, but I believe we raised $10,000.
Yep.
It was matched by the District Discretionary Fund, another $10,000.
Yep.
It was matched internationally by another $20,000. And that $40,000 was enough for Interplast to run a two-week program.
Yep.
Two surgeons.
Who donate their time.
Yeah, two anaesthetists.
Yep.
Three theatre sisters.
Yep.
And I think the total value of the program turned out to be $250,000. And we carried out 160 surgical procedures in the 2 weeks we were there.
Now, Brian, the listeners, I know what Interplast does, how they change lives, but the listeners have got no idea what Interplast does. So tell us, while you're over there, what life-changing operations they did for the people.
Okay, quick background. Interplast was started by the Rotary in conjunction with the Royal Australian College of Surgeons. It's a joint project which is still supported by Rotary. And what they do is, as I mentioned, try and gather together sufficient funds through a variety of sources to carry out international programs. The project in the Philippines was done in conjunction with a local club.
Yep.
For international projects, you have to have that.
Yep. So the Rotary should make sure that they are going to be done.
Yes, so the Rotary Club of Cagayan de Oro. Yep. In the Philippines arranged the access to the theatres for the surgical procedures. They arranged accommodation for us. They certainly entertained us when we weren't working, and that made it possible for the two surgeons to carry out plastic surgery operations that nobody in that locality had the skills to deliver.
And the parents don't, and whether it be children or adults, they don't have the opportunity to fund those operations even if they could have them done.
My task was to carry out a collection of a photographic record of the clients before and after the surgery.
Yep.
And also talk to them during the process. And it was amazing the changes, the physical changes that took place in them.
And the smiles of the people.
And how grateful the parents were.
Yep.
For the fact that these kids had the opportunity, because it was life-changing for them.
Absolutely. Because in some of those countries too, there's suspicions. If you've got something like that happen to you, people don't want to go anywhere near you, do they?
Because that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Same thing with wheelchairs for kids.
Yep. We've had them in here a couple of times talking to them.
Without the vehicles, if they didn't provide the vehicles, the kids couldn't move from the back of the shanties that they were living in.
Yeah. And some of them that did just got towed around on bits of cardboard.
Yep.
And right. It just mind-altering.
And these things are all possible because of the way Foundation works.
Yep.
But personally, for me, for example, I give a $100 donation a year, $100
yep.
US to the Rotary Foundation. It's better than any other charity in
yep.
the way that it works. And there's 1.2 million Rotarians across the world. So
yep.
you can do the maths on that.
Yep.
If each Rotarian gave $100 and there's 1.2 million of them, every year there'd be $120 million of resources available.
Yep.
For me, I don't even notice the fact that I've lost $100.
$100, yeah. And you've done a mind-altering operation for some young person, or a life-altering,
yep.
not so much mind, a life-altering situation.
Oh, my word.
And it's also a care factor. Like, you know, when someone receives this, they know other people do care.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important to know that we do care for each other.
And we tend to forget ourselves, because if something happened to you or I or Jeanette, we can go in and have an operation and whatever happens, and away we go again. But in some of these countries where these operations have been done, they are so poor that even if facility was there, they haven't got the money to do it.
One other fact to do, we landed in the airport at Kaganduro, and that airport had been closed down a month earlier due to terrorist activity. On the island that we visited, two-thirds of the island is outside the control of the central government in Manila because of terrorist activities.
Really?
So it isn't just poor people who find it difficult to get service. There's military threats.
You were game to go into a situation like that?
Well, it was postponed initially.
Was it?
This is how we had to wait until security was clear. And it's interesting the insights it gives you into modern life.
Yep.
We lived directly above a mall. And you couldn't get into the mall without walking through a metal detector. So nobody could walk in there with a knife or a machete, and there were two police officers on the other side of the entrance wait.
And most of those have got machine guns.
And it makes me think, you know, if they can do that in the Philippines, maybe we need to start thinking about that sort of thing here as well.
So, I don't want to go down that track. All right, we've got to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get back onto the car show.
Stuff every day. Boss is always wanting more. You give it all to get away. Digging deep to find a reason. Watch a clock that never moves. You gotta find something to believe in to help you make it through. Like good friends and good times and dancing till sunrise. Sipping champagne till the sun comes out.
And I'm talking to Jeanette and Brian, and they're with the Wandon Rotary Club. The main thing we've been talking about, we've been just talking about Foundation, obviously, which is a Rotary organisation, well, part of Rotary. But one of the major reasons that we got them in is to talk about the Wandon Car Show. And I'm really passionate about it, not only the fact that I like old cars, but the fact that they're raising so much money over a long period of time for the Royal Children's Hospital, and this we can't do it for almost a better organisation. Brian, you just want to mention about the times.
Yeah, we obviously make small changes to try and improve the show. We had some criticism from people saying that the show started too early and people couldn't get there in time to do the job. So this year we tried to promote a start time of 5 p.m.
Yep,
and for some reason, that either wasn't communicated effectively or people had their own way of deciding what they were going to do.
Well, the car and people said, well, this is what suits me best.
Yeah, well, they sort of followed their old habits. And by 4 o'clock, we had about 150 cars queued up waiting to get in, which meant we couldn't get our traffic management in place because they couldn't get their signs in. Yep. And people who were driving home from work couldn't get home from work, and I'm sure the local neighbours weren't particularly happy with us. So we had to find a solution to that.
Yep.
And basically the solution is all the publicity is out, 5 o'clock start, but we're making it clear that if traffic conditions warrant it, we'll open the gates regardless of what time it is. So I guess you can interpret that to be, in all probability, the gates will go back to being opened at 4 o'clock.
But you'd rather 5 o'clock.
We'd far rather 5 o'clock for a whole host of reasons. The economy of the event is one thing. Yep. Traffic management costs us $12,000 to $13,000 a year.
It's a lot.
If we can get away without paying for 1 hour, that's a 20% discount in cost.
Yeah.
So that means it makes it easier for us to raise the $20,000 we want for that very worthwhile cause.
So Brian, you've sort of budgeted on this is what you want to get every year is $20,000. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. We aren't allowed to mention the sponsors by name, but we have about 25 sponsors who make a variety of contributions, and that gives us a kitty of $15,000.
Yep.
We aim to try and make another $5,000 from the gates.
Yep.
Expenses are very large, as I mentioned. You know, $12,000 to $13,000 just for traffic management.
Yep.
So people coming to the show needn't get the impression that we're ripping them off. We're trying to cover costs.
Yep.
We need to make, as I said, making $5,000 over four shows is our target, and that will mean we give $20,000 to the hospital.
That's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, and we all know the Children's Hospital just need as much money as they can get.
My word. Yep.
Jeanette, can you ever see the day when you'll want to buy an old car, or are you just not interested in them?
No. I want a van. I want to travel around Australia in a van. So
now, you say that, you can't do it better than in an old combi van.
That's right. Volkswagen.
It's going to be a bit bigger than that.
There's a lot of really. And I was at Shannon's years ago. One of those bought about $130,000, an old combi van.
Yeah.
Special one that hadn't the split windscreen or something, I don't know, but about $150,000. And, I mean, I can't believe the money that some of these guys pay for their cars, because some of these, particularly an XY Falcon and some of the guys I know, but I'm talking there, GTHO, they're up $300,000 and $500,000.
Sure up.
It's big money. So, Brian, you haven't got any interest in buying an old car either?
No, I'm afraid not. I've got to bear in mind also that I'm probably as old as most of the older cars are, and I just wonder whether I've got enough years left to thoroughly enjoy the old vehicle.
I'm just really happy seeing them all at the show. Like, they're such a wow factor. You get to see, you know, 400 beautiful cars.
Well, there's millions of dollars worth there, isn't there?
My word,
there's millions of dollars. I'm going to ask Jeanette first. Jeanette, in the short time you've been in Rotary, what's the best experience you've had in Rotary?
Oh, I've got to say, it's every night, Wednesday night, we meet at the Hub and we have different presenters come, and some of these people are just amazing in what they do. They come and talk about what they do for the community.
Yep.
I had a little boy who came, actually, and he donated $1,200. And that was absolutely amazing, because Rotary gave them computers at the school and he thought he'd do some 3D printing and had a little market and raised $1,200 and gave it to Rotary. And, of course, that $1,200 went towards some beds and a well and some homeless meals, and that's what that little boy gave, actually.
Yeah, that's so terrific,
it's just
it?
the stories that come through. Like, we really just have a nice time on a Wednesday, and all these different people come to talk to us about different things or needs.
That they do.
And what I love about the Rotary Club is they're a group that have done this for so long, so they're really organised. They know when something's legit, and they go, we want to help.
And they can do it worldwide.
Yep.
Brian, you talked about your trip overseas with Interplus. Is that your best experience, or have you had other experiences in Rotary that top it?
Look, I've had a fantastic experiences. Each year something unique happens. That's the most memorable one. But it's great when you can work on something where it isn't too hard to do it, so no one's overworked.
Yep.
Everyone who comes along has a great time, and the consequence of the income being raised is worthwhile. An event that comes to mind is we had Baba come out a year ago. The members got together and they found material for a silent auction. The event itself made $1,000. The silent auction made another $19,000.
$19,000?
And the $20,000 went to a group called Shelterbox.
Ah, you know Shelterbox? Yeah.
Shelterbox provides emergency relief for overseas disasters.
Yep.
So we finished up giving them a $20,000 donation.
That's true.
And I had the best time of my life booging along with Babbo for the night. And it's nowhere near as hard to do that as it is to run a car show.
Probably isn't either.
I've been to Belgrave and done the dance classes, and I've been to bingo, and there's just all these activities you can just do. So, and it's all local, so it's really nice.
Well, it's a great organisation, and it's certainly one of those where you're putting the whole, it's all about Rotary, is putting it back into the community. And I've got to say that Lions and there are a couple of the other service clubs are very much the same. We know Rotary, and that's a great thing. I've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more, and then we'll wind up, and we'll tell you just a little bit more about the dates again and when to be there, and let's get some money into the Children's Hospital.
You done. I thought it would be fun. I can't stay on you.
Welcome back, and we're talking to, well, Jeanette's had to leave us. We're talking to Brian from the Rotary Club of Wandon. Brian, can you give us the dates again, please?
Yeah, the ones remaining are December 17th. That's virtually our Christmas special. Yep. February the 18th and March the 18th. They're always the third Wednesday of the month.
Yep. Now, December, you wanted to say something about that?
Yeah, I think people have some hopes about December. We're certainly going to try and meet those. We'll definitely have a Santa Claus there, and there'll be giveaway lollies from Santa. Yep. The CFA are providing Santa's sleigh. We're hoping to get some rides for the kids there, so don't be afraid to bring along young people to that show. Yep. There'll be live music for that one, and we're doing the best we can to make it something special.
Sounds terrific. Brian, look, thanks for you and Jeanette coming in. I hope they're a boom. I know I'll be there in the next one and the next two next year, because we, my son and I always come along. Be a great night. Just the dates once more, and then we'll have to go.
Yep, December 17, February 18, March 18th, third Wednesday of the month.
And also, apart from seeing a whole lot of great cars, even if you're not interested, you're going to make some money for the Children's Hospital. And also, as Brian said, the CFA will be down there. They'll cook up a mean hamburger, I'll tell you. I've had a couple of them. Thanks for coming in, Brian.
Thanks for the invitation.
Thanks.